I'm sending a message to my staff so they can schedule in for esophageal manometry.
Is that for the achalasia, or?
That's to check for achalasia, esophageal spasm, non-cracker esophagus, all of that.
Non-cracker
esophagus? Yeah, it's when they contract too hard. So the contraction is too strong. Spasm usually have too many of them too quick. And then, of course, the achalasia, incomplete relaxation of the sphincter and no peristalsis, esophageal manometry. It's a little bit uncomfortable test because they have to do it while they are away. They have to put a tube through your nose into the esophagus. It's like a pressure transducer. And then we have to give them sips of water so we can mimic swallowing while it happens so we can see the waves and the peristalsis and all that. All right, so this is...
The Barium meal is awake too, right?
Huh?
The Barium meal?
Barium swallow is also awake. It can give you sort of... a little bit of an assessment of the motility, but it's not as good as the manometry. Like when barium, you see like the shape of the esophagus, but the manometry is what finally gives you the diagnosis.
Okay.